Bright eyes are arrayed around our World Cafe studio, and we are ready for a remarkable set of music from the new album Casadega, the accompanying Four Winds EP, and from the past as well. Conor Oberst has become the darling of indie rock folk fans for many of the right reasons. Most importantly, he is a very good and still evolving songwriter. A lot of very fine music in this segment, including a guest appearance by M. Ward, who sings on the EP with Conor and has been doing acoustic trio shows along with Jim James from My Morning Jacket and Conor throughout the country over the last few years. With the EP and album out simultaneously, I asked Conor how he sees the songs, how they're related.
Well, we recorded a lot of songs in the making of the record. I think at last count it was around 30 songs. And looked back at what we'd done and sort of found the common thread and what would fit on the record. So they're not necessarily songs we like less. They just didn't really make sense in the context of what the record was. But we thought they'd be fine on the EP.
I'm really glad to hear you, I'm glad to hear you say that because I love the songs on the EP. There's some great songs. I want to get to our set of music here because we have this amazing band together. And the addition, Matt M. Ward was opening up for you guys in Boston, mm-hmm. and he's been on the bus for a while now.
Yeah, he just came, played a show, and decided to stay. So, I mean, can't get any better than that.
Absolutely.
M. Ward wanted to join your band.
Well, you know, he and Jim James, the three of you have been doing so many things over the years. What is it about the three of you that is so attractive to, I mean, besides that you all like reverb a lot?
Well, I just met those guys and became fast friends with them. And, you know, I've met a lot of people throughout the years, and some I get along with musically, but maybe not hit it off as wonderfully as, you know, as people, and, you know, or vice versa. You meet someone, try to play music with them, but doesn't work out. But with the two of them, it's just, you know, friendship-wise and musically, we just all have a great time, and they're two of my favorite songwriters and current musicians, so.
Well, amen to that. One of the songs that's on the EP is "Smoke Without Fire," and if you're listening along, you all of a sudden Matt appears on that, and I guess he's going to do that today as well.
Yep, yeah, that's a song that we actually co-wrote together. I guess the first time we've ever really done that properly. But yeah, I like that. I like that song.
Well, this is let's go to the studio, and this is "Smoke Without Fire."
Come on in, my weary friend. Your welcome here is endless. These fears of yours, like painted whores, they will not stay the night. If all your life you've done what's right, don't say you felt life. Come along, use your timid tongue, too shy to tell your story. This pain in you, so far removed from anything you know, so I won't condone another moan. Not when everything is fine. So in a drought, learn to dance. And pray the dead will return. Dream of smoke without fire. Just come see me again when it burns.
Just a gorgeous song from Bright Eyes. We're talking with Connor Oberst and hearing this music today. That's one that's on the EP, and Tourist Trap is another one.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really, another really great song. We're kind of in this vibe. Should we just go right into that one?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, this is Tourist Trap.
It's not the road we used to know. They tore some buildings down. The traffic's like a pack of dogs. There's fewer trees, windows for leaves, concrete on the lawn. There's people here, but you all gone. But I'm doing fine, still swimming through time. Afraid some days I've reached the shore. Go on and make yourself free. A man said that to me. Now my heart is like an open door. The rope finally gave me back, but I don't think I'll unpack. 'Cause I'm not sure if I live here anymore.
Not sure if I live here.
anymore.
Those are two that are on the Four Winds EP, and Casadega is the new album from Bright Eyes, and we're getting a chance to talk with Connor Oberst and hearing these songs done live for us today on the cafe. Now, Casadega, I didn't have a whole lot of information on it, so I decided to kind of Google around with Casadega.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you about this, because what I found out is, number one, there's a kind of a spiritual center in Florida that's called Casadega. There's the place in New York, mm-hmm. and this is what's most interesting to me. Casadega means water under rocks, and I'd read you talk about Nebraska as being this huge lake under of water. Is that related at all?
Well, I hadn't thought of it in those terms, but it's true. We have the largest underground body of water beneath Nebraska, the Ogallala Aquifer.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's under Kansas and Colorado and all the other states in there too. But the town Casadega I went to,
The one in Florida?
The one in Florida. A friend of mine had told me about it a couple years ago, and I was immediately intrigued, I guess, and eventually went there and had a nice experience. It's not necessarily a concept record about the town or anything. It's more of a, I guess, what it means to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, and there's one in upstate New York as well that I've never been to, but...
No, is there a spiritual vibe in Casadega?
Well, it's a town of psychics. There's a lot of psychics that live there.
Yeah,
and it's a very small town, and I like the idea of geographical centers of energy and where people, I think meditation and prayer, I mean, they're all kind of the same things, and psychic energy, anything where you're focusing, you have a bunch of people in one place all focusing their minds. I think it's, I don't know, palpable in the air, and I felt it down there. And I think whether it's Jerusalem or Mecca or the yogic flyers in Fairfield, Iowa, wherever people are doing that, I think it creates something that's very real and worth experiencing.
Is there any kind of a theme or anything behind the songs on Casadega for you?
Well, I think there are. I don't want to ruin it by giving you all.
Yeah, don't you hate this? Yeah.
But I mean, it's up for interpretation.
Okay, we'll leave it there. One of the things on the set list that I was just pleasantly surprised to see is this great John Bryan song called "Crazy as a Loon." Now, where did that come from?
it was kind of my theme song for a while, and then just decided to start playing it. He's one of the greats, I think.
Absolutely. There's a thing about your work, and this, and it's definitely in this. There's a hardness, a toughness, an anger in a lot of your songs. But I always see you as sort of as bottom line romantic, and that is totally in this song as well, which is.
I guess maybe so.
Yeah, but also just a funny song. It's a great song.
Yeah, yeah.
This is "Crazy as a Loon."
One, two, three, four, before I was a movie star, straight off of the farm, I had a picture of another man's wife tattooed on my arm, and a pack of Camel cigarettes in the sleeve of my t-shirt. heading out to Hollywood just to have my feelings hurt. Oh yeah, that town will make you crazy, just give it a little time. You'll be walking around in circles down in Hollywood and Vine. You'll be waiting on a phone call at the wrong end of a broom. Yeah, that town will make you crazy, crazy as a loon. And so I headed down to Nashville to become a country star. Every night you'd find me hanging around in every honky-tonk and bar. Pretty soon I met a woman, oh, pretty soon she done me wrong. Pretty soon my life got sadder than any country song. Oh yeah, that town will make you crazy, just give it a little time. You'll be walking around in circles looking for that country rhyme. You'll be waiting on a phone call at the wrong end of a broom. Yeah, that town will make you crazy, crazy as a loon. Oh yeah, that town will make you crazy, just as crazy as a loon. Gathered up my savvy, bought myself a business suit, headed up to New York City, where a man can make some loot. I got hired Monday morning, downsized that afternoon, overcome with grief that evening. Now I'm crazy as a loon. And I'm up here in the north woods, just staring at a lake, wondering just exactly how much they think a man can take. Now you fish to pass the time away under this blue Canadian moon. Yeah, this world is made crazy, crazy as a loon. The Lord, this world will make you crazy, just as crazy as a loon.
Crazy as a Loon from Bright Eyes, live on the World Cafe. We've got more performances with Bright Eyes coming up, and we find out about Connor's musical influences. We get right back here to the World Cafe. More of our performance with Connor Oberst and Bright Eyes, live in the World Cafe studios. This is Middleman. Thank you.
travel through the atmosphere is a wall of feedback climb. The peaks were gold, the band was old, they played in halftime. So now every dream gets whittled down, just like every fool gets wise. You'll never reap of any seed deprived of sunlight. I've become the middleman. Gray areas are mine. In between the absentee is a beautiful disguise. So now keep my footlights shining bright, just like I keep my exits wide. 'Cause I never know when I have to go. It's too crowded now inside. Hide beneath the ground, and the birds can always fly. But the rest of us do what we must in constant compromise. So I've become the middleman. The gray areas are fine. But I don't know who may be certain is the only real, is the only true, is the only real reply.
You know, that song, it's about a lot of things, and it's also about gray areas, which when you're young, it's a pretty black and white world, and are you noticing gray areas more as you get older?
Oh yes, many shades of gray.
Also, that's such a great vibe. That reminds me like of a Fairport Convention song or something. It's got that old English ballad kind of feel to it.
Yeah, it's got that, and then sort of, you know. I think it's nice if you are into psychedelics.
Yeah. In your earlier interviews, when you talked about things that influenced you musically, there was mentions a lot of British bands and a number of things. But your music is so much, you know. Here we're not too close in age, but a lot of the folkier things that I grew up in, I can hear in what you do, and I have to imagine that some of that was things that you listened to, also.
Oh, absolutely. I guess the music my parents listened to growing up was all that Jackson Browne, Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, you know, on and on. And then as I got a little older in high school, was turned on to some of the, I guess, slightly more obscure 60s, 70s folk people like, you know, Leonard Cohen and Townes Van Zandt. I don't know, all kinds of that sort of genre. It's, yeah, some of my favorite music for sure.
Well, you hear that certainly in what you do. All right, where are we moving next? We are we're going to go back to Lifted for Make War.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All the way back.
All the way back. Now, when you started playing, immediately, for better or worse, all of your music got out there right to begin. Is there a place where you would have liked the public to kind of come in on what you do? I assume it would precede Lifted, but
well, you know, I don't have any regrets about the way it happened. I mean, of course, there's a lot of embarrassing music that I recorded and released, but, you know, it was all a learning experience. And, you know, it's like looking at old pictures of yourself or something. You can recognize that it's you, but you feel totally apart from it. So, I don't know.
Well, we'll go all the way back, and this is Make War from Lifted.
Our love is dead, but without limit, like the surface of the moon, or the land between here and the mountains. Well, it is not these hiding places that have kept us innocent, but the way you taught me to just let it all roll by. And so we learned to be as faithless, stand behind bulletproof glass, exchanging our infections through a drawer. It was always horribly convenient and happening too fast. You should count your change before you're even out the door. Well, yes, you should, but please return, return to the person that you were. And I will do the same, 'cause it's too hard to belong to someone who is gone. My compass spins, the wilderness remains. Well, once too often I've retreated into the depths of my despair. I built a barricade to block you on the road, standing there with all of my possessions piled higher than a house. I felt closer to you than you ever could have known. So let each tiny act of charity becoming ground on which to build a monument that will commemorate our time. I know you swear you found another who will surely speed you on your way. Don't let the forest grow over that path you came there by, but you will. So hurry. You long and blind him with your kindness, and he'll make war all war on who you were before, and claim all that has spoiled in your heart. Alright, help me out.
tell myself I've mended. Under these patches of blue sky, there's still a few holes that let in a little rain. It keeps crying on my shingles, my floorboards moan under my feet, the refrigerator's whining, so I got reason to complain. But I'm not gonna bless you with such compliments. Some degrading psalm of praise, the kind that converted you to me so long ago. 'Cause the truth is that gossip's as good as gospel in this town. You can save face, but you won't ever save your soul, child, that's a fact. So hurry up and run to the one that you love, and tie him up in your likeness, and he'll become, oh, the prisoner I was. You know all that I spoiled in your heart. Yeah, he's a know-it-all. You know all that I spoiled in your heart. So hurry up and run to the one that you love, and blind him with your kindness, and he'll make war, oh war, on who you were before, and claim all that has spoiled in your heart. He'll claim all that has spoiled in your heart.
Mick War finishing up our set today with Bright Eyes. I had a chance to have this great band in, and thanks to Connor for joining us. I had a chance to see the the video for Four Winds, where you guys get pelted by hopefully soft items while playing live. Has that ever happened?
It has happened. It's been a while, but you know, there's a reason we don't go back to South Carolina anymore.
Well, thank you so much for bringing this band in here today. It just sounds, I mean, it's on your day off and everything. Thank you so much. It just sounded great.
Thank you.
Bright Eyes, another one of the highlights from 2007 on this year-end best of edition of the show.